Chapter 4. Homeward Bound. It seemed to Amelia that they would never leave Catania. By June, more lava flows had approached the city and encircled it. The only way to leave the city was by sea. But Mount Etna was still erupting. Mama and Papa agreed with Aunt Teresa and Uncle Piero that it was best to wait until the volcano calmed down. After all, the walls were withstanding the force of the lava. Amelia wondered whether they would always be trapped by lava. Then, one day in July, the eruptions ceased. What calm returned to the world! Now, at last, Amelia knew that her family soon would go home. A week later, Amelia and her family had packed their belongings. With tearful hugs, they said goodbye to their relatives. Outside the city walls, Amelia and her family gaped at the lava formations. Wherever the lava had flowed, the earth was blackened and barren. The black, cooled lava was heaped against the city's walls. Amelia silently wondered if their goats had survived the destruction. Her joy at going home turned to fear. "Papa, are our goats okay?" asked Nico. "I honestly don't know," said Papa. "We must hope for the best." "I'm sure Domenico will have taken everyone to safety," said Mama soothingly. To Amelia's relief, Domenico's farm was unscathed. After a joyous night there, the family, accompanied by their goats, left for their village. "What will our village be like, Amelia?" asked Nico. "Maybe everything will be fine, just like Domenico's farm," said Amelia. As the family crested the last hill before their village, they stared in amazement at what had once been their village.